thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff here. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. I want to talk to you today about getting what the people voted for. You know, we have a lot of people today that are up in arms on the left saying, oh, we're in a constitutional crisis. I have a friend of mine that is posting on Facebook constantly about the constitutional crisis. We got to save our democracy. But the people spoke on election day and overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's policies to take place in America. Donald Trump is doing what he promised to do. And for those of us who voted for him, we're excited to see that take place. Well, some of the big things that have been in the news are his cabinet appointments. And yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard was voted in 52-48, confirmed by the Senate as the Director of National Intelligence. And I was talking to my friend Jenna Ellis about this, and I said, Jenna, are you for it or against it? She said, I'm for it. I know Tulsi. And so she's going to make a great Director of National Intelligence. So I've asked Jenna to come on the program and to talk to us about that. So Jenna, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Jeff. Great to join you.
Okay, so Jenna, you have a different perspective on a lot of things because you know a lot of these people. And so you said you personally know Tulsi Gabbard. She was considered very controversial by many. I know I had mentioned to you that I had Bishop B.W. Jackson on the program, and he loves all of Trump's appointments, except he was a little, the jury was out for him on Tulsi Gabbard. So tell us why she is controversial and why you're so supportive of her.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting to see how the controversy is from both sides of both Republicans and Democrats. And I understand that some Christians are hesitant of Tulsi Gabbard just from her religious background, much like they were Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a Hindu, when he was running for president. And I supported him getting on the debate stage. I supported him throughout his candidacy as, you know, a great up-and-coming millennial in terms of his worldview on politics, not necessarily, obviously, his faith. And so I think that we have to, as Christians, be mindful of the fact that we can agree with some people on policy and collaborate with them, and they can do a good job in some of these public offices, even though we may not go to their churches or we would strongly disagree with their theology. Now, do I, as a Christian, always want to select and prefer the strongest, most biblically based, theologically sound people for public office? Absolutely. But that's not always the choice that we have, right? We are in a closed universe situation. So when we look at who we're collaborating with, are the people who Trump is choosing, by and large, going to do the job that Trump is asking them to do? And the answer to that is yes. And so I think it's fascinating that the board here, in terms of politics overall, is really being reset. So the controversy around Tulsi is because she was a Democrat for her whole life as a member of Congress, then running for president on the Democrat ticket back in 2020, and she was lauded by legacy media for that and for her position. She took down Kamala Harris on the debate stage. We all remember that. So a lot of Republicans are concerned about her because she was a Democrat. But now that she has renounced the extremism of the Democrat Party, and she's saying, no, I agree with the America First agenda. I'm solidly an American. She's also a veteran of our U.S. military. Now the Democrats are skeptical of her because of that. And so I think that Republican and Democrat doesn't necessarily mean what it used to. And so we have to look at the person and where they are today and the policy that they will strive for. And as you mentioned off the top, Pastor Jeff, I've known Tulsi personally for many years. I know that she is very America first. And again, while I don't agree with her on all of the theology, I do think that she will make a fantastic director of national intelligence because she's a combat veteran. She understands America first. She is pro the Trump mandate, and she will serve incredibly well in ridding the intelligence community of a lot of these extremist policies, like what we've seen Pete Hegseth and Doge and other of Trump's officials already doing in their respective departments.
Okay, Jenna, what's your take on Kash Patel?
He's fantastic. And for those who don't know his background, he was very influential during the whole Russia collusion hoax and the first impeachment of Donald Trump. That's kind of how he rose to prominence. And just like Tulsi in the DNI and then Pam Bondi as the AG, we're already seeing phenomenal work from her. Kash Patel is going to go into the FBI and I think clean house a little bit in terms of ensuring that the FBI stays in their lane. They do the business of actual police work rather than being used as an arm of weaponization against conservatives. So I'm strongly supportive of him.
And the vote for him is today? Is that right? Or no, it's RFK today.
RFK is today at 10 a.m. Eastern, so coming up in less than an hour.
And what's your opinion on RFK Jr.?
Mixed. I mean, I love what he does on MAHA. I was very strongly supportive of him, even as a potential third party candidate in the primary, just because, of a lot of his very independent views. And he used to be a Democrat. He's not, somebody that I agree with theologically, but in terms of his policy positions and in the confines of HHS, I think he'll do a great job in making America healthy again, everything that he's wanting to do with that movement. There have been a lot of Christians, myself included, that in the capacity of HHS wanted adequate assurances from him during his confirmation hearing that he wouldn't undermine pro-life positions in terms of the policy set forth in HHS. I think he responded to those questions from GOP senators very well and clearly said that he is all in on Trump's agenda, which thankfully Trump Vance is just as strongly pro-life as Trump was the first term.
All right, one last question because I know you got to go, but have you been pleasantly surprised with how Trump has gone about this second term?
Absolutely. And, you and I have had a lot of conversations from, way back. And even before Trump announced that he was running again, we all knew he would. But there was, of course, this outstanding question of what he was actually going to do. Is he going to be a strongly pro-life? Is this just going to be all about retribution? Is he going to stand up firmly for conservative policies? And I am all for Trump 2.0 because what he is doing in the administration policy-wise is exactly what this country needs. And I would commend to your listeners, my show on Monday, I did a whole deep dive into the administrative state, what is actually going on with DOGE, and why it is a biblical principle that we are trying to dismantle the administrative state with the Trump administration. So this isn't about personality. This, like or dislike Trump, that's not the issue before us right now. The issue before us right now is, are we supportive of the policy that he is championing? And the answer for Christians resoundingly is yes.
Amen. Jenna, thanks so much for coming on. I know you got another meeting scheduled, but we always appreciate getting to hear from you.
Thanks so much for having me on. Always great to talk with you, Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you. So we are getting what we voted for. And Trump is doing an exceptional job, in my opinion, at giving us what he promised he was going to give us. And, the left is coming unglued with all the things that Trump is doing. He's moving at rapid speed. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. He serves in the FBI, and he's a little taken aback by the speed at which things are moving. And he's a government employee. He got the fork in the road letter saying, if you resign or take the deal, we'll pay you for 10 months. And he didn't take that deal, but he doesn't know what's going to happen in the FBI and didn't really know what to think about Kash Patel. And anyway, just a lot of questions. And there, as he and I discussed, I said, you know, I hate this because there are going to be good people that get caught up in all the cuts. But, you know, it's just nearly impossible to say, well, we're going to look at each person and each employee, and you got to make some you know, massive decisions with departments. And do good people get caught up in that? Yes, they do. As a dear lady that commented, she works for the VA, commented on a Facebook post. She said, "Hey, I'm doing my job, but I get lumped in with people that aren't doing their job, and this is going to be very difficult for me." And people are worried, you know, am I going to still have a job? My word of encouragement to those folks is, listen, as you do your job, God knows, and God will provide for you. And so keep doing your job to the best of your ability, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And just trust that God will take care of you. Obviously, not every government employee is going to lose his or her job. There are some services and some departments that are very, very critical. And we want those to continue, just like USAID. That doesn't mean that every single thing that they did was corrupt and rotten and terrible. But so much of it was corrupt and rotten and terrible and not in the best interests of America. Department of Education, Trump wants to shut that down. Well, just based just on the face of it, you know, we're spending all this amount of money and getting very little to show for it, really nothing. We were toward the top of education when Jimmy Carter started the national, you know, education, whatever it's called, and, you know, the education department. And now we're in 40th place, as Trump said. Well, that's just awful. And so it's like if you're paying this much money and getting terrible results, well, you need to do something different. You need to cut that amount of spending. You need to get the money going to the states and not this national bloated bureaucracy, and shake things up, and not just willy-nilly, but shake things up with a plan to make it better. Well, one of the ways that things are being shaken up in America, it has to do with the Attorney General Pam Bondi. And as is big news, she's going after these sanctuary cities and people that are standing in the way of ICE and standing in the way of enforcing the laws. This is what she had to say about New York.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
Well, I think all Americans should agree with that, it is America first. We need to protect American citizens. We don't need to be protecting people who are breaking the law. You know, as Tom Holman, the border czar, has said, when people challenge him, people like AOC challenging him, about undocumented immigrants. I talked about that yesterday. That's a nice way of saying an illegal alien. They don't like you to say illegal aliens, but that's what they are. And they are in this country illegally, and they are breaking the law. And if you want to come into this country legally, well, that's one thing. But if you're going to come in illegally and break the law, then you have committed a crime. And it is right to enforce the law and to send you back to your country of origin. You know, I think it was Elon Musk that said this idea that we're all a nation of immigrants. He said there's a big difference between being a nation of legal immigrants versus a nation of illegal immigrants. And my grandparents came in from Yugoslavia and they went to Ellis Island and they were indoctrinated into America. That's why we called it the melting pot. And so we all melted down into, we're pro-America now. We're not just going to be in our own little little tribes and little groups, but we're going to be America first. And so legal immigration is a good thing. Illegal immigration is a bad thing. I applaud Pam Bondi for going after New York and the people that are perpetuating this this sanctuary city type of experience and using American taxpayers' money to give to illegal aliens rather than turning illegal aliens back to the authorities. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about getting what we voted for. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about getting what the people voted for. I put a post on Facebook yesterday and gets a lot of response, but this is what I said. For those who have been chanting that this election was about saving our democracy, yeah, we heard that over and over and over again. This election is all about our democracy. Our democracy is at stake. We got to save our democracy. And the left was saying that at every turn. And Kamala Harris, that was her big thing. You know, Hitler, Trump is Hitler. Trump is a Nazi. Trump is a fascist. You have to get out there and vote because our democracy is at stake. This may be the last time you ever get to vote if you don't vote for me. Well, first of all, we're a constitutional republic, and we're not just a pure democracy. So you can win the popular vote in America and lose the election because you have to win the Electoral College, and the Electoral College shows us that hey, these states that don't have high population areas, they still have a voice, and they're not just going to get overrun by densely populated places in California, New York, and things like that. So you have to win the Electoral College to become president. Well, President Trump won both. He won the popular vote by several million, and he also won the Electoral College by a good margin. He was given a mandate that we the people want him to do what he said he was going to do. And one of the big things he said he was going to do was drain the swamp. He was going to get Elon Musk, the guy with huge brain capacity and huge abilities to root out waste. He was going to get him going on the Department of Government Efficiency. And we were going to see how we're wasting money and go from there. Well, he's doing that. And the left is coming unglued. And they said, this is a constitutional crisis. That is the new buzzword from the left, the little new buzz phrase. And they've all gotten their talking points from headquarters, wherever headquarters is, George Soros or whomever gives them that those talking points. But now they're all saying it. We're in a constitutional crisis. We're in a constitutional crisis. We're in a constitutional crisis. Trump can't do what he's doing. Well, this was on the news just the other day about a federal judge has ruled that President Trump has the authority to do what he's doing and to audit all these agencies and root out all the waste. This is what was discussed.
So clarifying that the government can limit access to federal funds on the basis of the applicable authorizing statutes, regulations, and terms. Essentially, yes, the government can do so in complying with regulations. And then that the previous order does not bar both the president and much of the federal government from exercising their own lawful authorities to withhold funding without the prior approval of the district court, meaning, again, they can disperse the monies that they were allocated within the law, within the confines of the law, and that the government does not have to seek preclearance from the courts on terminating funding as long as they have the authority to do it, as governed by the applicable statutory, regulatory, or grant terms. So essentially, the court is confirming what the Trump administration has maintained and what common sense can project, which is that within the confines of regulatory and normal authority, of course, you can do what you want with your own money, and you don't need a court's approval to do so.
Yep, that's...
That's just common sense. And what Trump is doing is common sense. I like this quote, this post I saw from Ted Nugent. My son-in-law, Jay, loves the Nuge. And Ted Nugent is very outspoken. He said this, "You own a store. Your store gets robbed. Elon looks at the video footage of the robbery and tells you who did it. Now you want to arrest Elon. You're an idiot." Very blunt, and Ted Nugent is very blunt. But I thought it was a funny post because people are up in arms about Elon Musk. You know, the people on The View and those on the left that are gathering, you know, around a microphone and having their rallies and saying, well, nobody elected Elon Musk. But as I said earlier this week, Trump told us he was going to tap into Elon Musk's expertise and use him to head up the Department of Government Efficiency and audit all these places and root out the waste, expose the waste and root out the waste. And Elon posted that, just the latest is he has canceled 58 contracts, saving American taxpayers $150 million related to media, DEI, and consulting. So Caroline Leavitt, who is the press secretary for the White House, she has done an excellent job. She's only 27 years old. She handles herself like a pro. She is amazing. Well, they were asking her about Elon Musk, and this is what she had to say.
In the fraud claims, Elon Musk in the Oval yesterday gave us some information on that. We're just wondering if there's some proof, evidence. Is the White House willing to share evidence of those fraud claims, or can Elon Musk come to the briefing room and share material evidence of what he's talking about?
Sure. I would love for Elon Musk to come to the briefing room. That's why we had him go to the Oval Office yesterday, where I think he provided great answers. He was speaking in layman's terms, speaking common sense to all of you in the media, but also to Americans at home. But I would say especially to all of you in the media, because I think it's a real fallacy that there's this alleged lack of transparency when it comes to Doge. President Trump and Elon Musk have been incredibly transparent on what Doge is doing. There is an X account with the Doge handle. They are tweeting out what they are doing on a daily basis. They have a website where they are posting the receipts of the contracts that they are reviewing and the payments that they have stopped from going out the door. The secretaries of our departments have stopped from going out the door. And I would also say that before it was Elon Musk making our government efficient and accountable, it was some unnamed bureaucrat that none of you knew. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. He is also now one of the most highly scrutinized men in the world alongside President Trump because of what he's doing and the access that he is allowing. So there's great transparency. As for the actual receipts, we are happy to provide them. And I actually brought some today because all of you know I love to bring the receipts. We have contracts upon contracts that we can send and provide this information to you. Let me be very clear. We are not trying to hide anything. We have been incredibly transparent and we will continue to be. These are screenshots of contracts that Doge found across our government. This is a DEI contract, $36,000 for U.S. citizenship and immigration services. That is against the president's policies and his America First agenda. This is a $3.4 million contract, a Council for Inclusive Innovation at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Department of Commerce, another DEI contract that Doge identified. I can continue to go through these. Oh, I love this one. $57,000 for climate change in Sri Lanka. What is this doing to continue the interests of the American people? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And so Elon Musk is exposing all this stuff, and people are on the left are just, they're going nuts with it. They just can't stand it. And I saw where one guy was, you know, promoting violence against Elon Musk. I would assume Elon Musk has lots of good security, but they would like nothing more than to see him dead. Sadly, that's true for a lot of them. Just like they would like to see Donald Trump dead, and we need to pray that God would protect those men and that He would continue. The Lord would allow this to continue so that things could be cleaned up. Now, when people say we need to save our democracy, we need to stand up and fight to save our democracy, And as I said, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, but everybody does get a vote. Well, people did vote. And it was overwhelming that people said, this is what we want. And so the idea that those on the left now are saying they want to protect democracy by overthrowing the will of the people doesn't make any sense at all. It's preposterous to say we're in a constitutional crisis. It's just because they don't like what is happening. And what Trump is doing is exactly what he said he was going to do. It's exactly the reason why he was elected, overwhelmingly elected. And what the left is doing in opposing his efforts is the true threat to the will of the people and the constitutional republic. What they're doing is a threat to democracy. And it is just mind-blowing. So we as Christians need to pray. And we need to pray that God would continue to give those guys wisdom and continue to bless the work to drain the swamp and rebuild America, to take out the waste, take out the fraud, take out the corruption. Some have said, well, just because you can't account for the money doesn't mean there's fraud. Well, that's true. But it means there's incompetence. When someone gives you a huge amount of money and you can't account for millions and millions and millions of dollars, well, why in the world were you given anything? You need to be able to account for how you used that money. And if you can't, maybe it's not fraud, maybe it's not corruption, but it's definitely irresponsibility and negligence and incompetence on your part. And so if you can't do simple accounting, I mean, I wouldn't trust you with 10 bucks. And so that's what we're having in America. And I love what Senator John Kennedy said from Louisiana. You know, he has that kind of down-home Southern accent. He said, you know, if the left didn't have double standards, they would have no standards at all. And we're seeing that play out in real time. And as a friend of mine posted a comment on my Facebook page, he said, you know, it's strange that the left is picking this hill on which to die. They're coming against Elon Musk. It's exactly what Ted Nugent said. Elon Musk is showing you who robbed your store, and you want to arrest Elon Musk. It doesn't make sense at all. All Americans should say, yes, we are for rooting out the waste, the graft, the corruption, and getting our government to operate efficiently and effectively. Everybody should be for that. If you're not for that, there's something wrong with you. And so I think it was Scott Jennings said, Trump is the master at putting the Democrats in this position where they have to oppose him because so many of them hate him. And so even if it's a losing deal, they have to jump on the side of the losing deal. For instance, having women or men, biological men playing women's sports. Well, this was reported on CNN. 79% of Americans believe that biological men shouldn't be in women's sports. Well, if you're against Trump, you have to jump in on that 21% and say, how dare you? You know, trans women are women. They can't even define what a woman is, but they say trans women are women. How ridiculous is that? Trans women are confused biological men with an XY chromosome. That's what they are. And so don't get lost in the jargon. Trans women are not women. Trans women are, I mean, that's just a crazy even designation. They're biological men and biological women. And a biological man who is so deceived that tries to pass himself off as a woman has no business playing female sports. He's not a female. And so 79% of the country says that's right. And so Trump has the Democrats and those on the left that are just going to oppose him at every turn saying, well, we're against you. And it just makes America open their eyes and say, good night. I mean, what are you guys standing for? And you're picking this hill on which to die, which is a really dumb hill, because everybody agrees, by and large, 80%, 79, 80% agree on these issues, and people want to see graft and corruption stopped. So we are getting what the people voted for, what the majority of people in America, what the Electoral College overwhelmingly said, this is what the American people want. So how can people on the left stand against that? Obviously, they're not for democracy, as to use their term. They're not for that. They're not for the will of the people. They're trying to go against the will of the people and stop Trump at every turn. It's a sad, sad day. Well, we are coming up against a break in just a minute, and we are going to open up the phone lines. I like to do that for the last segment of the program. So it's 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, I'd love to talk to you. As Jenna Ellis said, the vote on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is this morning, and I hope that RFK Jr. gets elected. And there are a lot of people that have strong, strong feelings about him, against what he stands for. But I think just looking at the guy, and at his age, 68 years old, he's built like he's 35. He obviously watches his diet, watches his exercise regimen, and he is wanting to make America healthy again. I don't know who would say they don't want that, because we need to be healthy. We're spending so much money on healthcare, and we are sicker than ever, and we are fatter than ever, and something's gotta change. We can't just keep doing the same things over and over again, keep throwing more and more money on failed programs and endeavors and projects, and saying, oh, we're just not seeing the results we want. Well, if you wanna see different results, you got to change things, and he is going to bring the change into our healthcare system. It is a needed change. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Give me a call, 888-589-8840, and let's talk after the break. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you if you have a question or a comment. And before we go to the phones, I did want to play a clip. I think this was Elon Musk that posted this on X. It was Al Gore and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, 1997 for Gore and Clinton, and then 2011 for Barack Obama. But they were talking about finding waste and getting rid of waste and making the government more efficient. Now, they didn't do it, obviously, but they talked a big game. Well, Trump is doing it. And I think that's what freaks people out, is that Trump's not a politician. He doesn't just talk about doing stuff. He actually does what he says he's going to do. But this was from 1997, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, and then from 2011, Barack Obama.
This report tells us how to cut waste, cut red tape, streamline the bureaucracy, change procurement rules, change the personnel rules, and create a government that works better and costs less.
I've read it, and where it says the president should, the president will.
Among the 800 recommendations, eliminating 12% of the federal workforce, merging some government agencies like the FBI, the DEA, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, closing hundreds of government offices outside Washington.
From the day I took office, one of the commitments that I made to the American people was that we would do a better job here in Washington in rooting out wasteful spending. We thought that it was entirely appropriate for our governments and our agencies to try to root out waste, large and small, in a systematic way. It means cutting some programs that I think are worthy, but we may not be able to afford right now. A lot of the action is in Congress and legislative, but in the meantime, we don't need to wait for Congress in order to do something about wasteful spending that's out there. We haven't seen as much action out of Congress as we'd like, and that's why we launched on our own initiative the campaign to cut waste. And we're going to keep on finding every possible way that we can do that, even if Congress is not acting. There you go.
So nobody was up in arms when Bill Clinton and Al Gore wanted to cut waste, when Barack Obama wanted to cut waste. Like I said, it doesn't seem like they did any of that. Trump is doing a lot of that. He's finding a lot of waste, and he's going to cut a lot of waste, and those on the left are opposing that. Doesn't make sense to me. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840, and we have Jason on the line from Texas. Jason, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Jeff. I absolutely love listening to your show each day. I'm a truck driver here in Texas, so I'm fortunate to get to listen to you most days.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jason.
My comment, because I hear so much about this, that all the liberals and Democrats complaining about us not wanting biological males in women's sports. Mm-hmm. And I think the bigger point, and don't get me wrong, I don't want them there either, but I think the bigger point that they're missing is that I don't want biological males in women's restrooms, locker rooms, and showers. Right. I have a 13-year-old daughter that for 2 years has been terrified to set foot in her bathroom while she's at school, because she's terrified that a boy is going to come in there while she's using the restroom.
Yeah, it's just insane. Biological men have no business being in a female's locker room, bathroom, sports, none of that. You want to use the bathroom? Use the bathroom for your chromosomal makeup. And that's the way I look at it. I remember I told the church when this first came out a couple of years ago, I said, you know how we do things here at the church? It's we go off your birth certificate. So what they said you were when you were born, that's the bathroom you use. And if you're XY, you're using the men's room. If you're XX, you're using the women's room. I don't find a lot of females, XX females, wanting to use the men's restroom, locker room. It's typically the other way around, and it's lunacy. Professing themselves to be wise, Romans 1, they became fools. And so we have a whole group of people that have been given over to a reprobate mind, a mind that no longer functions, and they can stand there with a straight face and a PhD degree and tell you that that sex and gender are not connected. And it's just ludicrous. And God made them, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he made them male and female. They're only two genders, as President Trump said on the day one of his presidency, which is just basic common sense, biblical sense, biological sense, everybody should agree with that. There are only two genders, and sex and gender are inseparably melded together, and you're never going to change that. And so I appreciate the comments, Jason. God bless you, my brother. Thanks for listening. We have Karen on the line from Ohio. Karen, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff, for taking my call. I understand this is my take on constitutional crisis, which the left and the Democrats are apoplectic about, is that how dare President Trump obey the Constitution? We are under a crisis because he's actually doing what the Constitution gives him the right to do. And the fact is, Biden and his administration for the past 4 years did not follow the Constitution. So we're under a crisis because they're doing exactly what the Constitution says he can do. So that's
right.
My take on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, and I talked to Jen Ellis about this a little bit, you know, this thing called Trump derangement syndrome. I think that's a real thing. And I think when people get infected by that, when they just see Trump as this evil, horrible person, as one guy told me, I see Trump as the Antichrist. Anything that he does, you're going to be against because he's evil personified. And so even if it's exactly what Clinton and Gore said in 1997, it's exactly what Obama said in 2011. Nobody has trouble with that when they say it. But now Trump is not only saying it, but doing it. We're identifying areas of waste, fraud, corruption, negligence, and we're going to get rid of it. And we're going to cancel these contracts that don't benefit America. Everybody should be for that. Why would anyone want to say, no, we want to keep wasting our money? How dare you point out that we're wasting our money? Let's just keep turning a blind eye to that. That's insane. And the American people are not going to be for that. It's not the government's money. It's our money. And we are the taxpayers. And as Tom Holman said to Congress some time ago, hey, you work for us. You work for me. I'm the taxpayer. And so that is true. And that's the way our government was set up by our founding fathers. So I appreciate that, Karen. God bless you. Greg is on the line from Mississippi. Greg, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Brother Jeff, man, appreciate you taking my call. Love the show as always. I was just thinking, I do my laps after the show's over, go get my laps in, and I've always got here lately. I've got a little more spurt in my step, so praise the Lord.
Very good.
Brother Jeff, yes, sir. I want to tell you, you touched the lady called in yesterday about Mr. Paula White being the president advisor, and I kind of got me tickled. I'm in that word every day, have a little small ministry myself, but you know, you'll never hear these prosperity preachers, and we could just name off the list there, go down the list, but you'll never hear them preach on Philippians 3:10, will you? That I've been over the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, and we can just go through the Bible where it talks about. But, yeah, I was a little disappointed in that. But Brother Robert Jeffries, really admire him and listen to him. And yeah, just wanted to touch base. I know you got other callers to get to, but we love you guys, and take care, and we'll hang up and listen. God bless.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. And you're exactly right. That is not something that a prosperity preacher is going to talk about, which is suffering. And I love Johnny Erickson Tada, and she has pointed that out. She said, you know, suffering is a part of the Christian life, and the fellowship of his sufferings, Philippians 3:10. And she said, we learn a lot, and nobody likes suffering, but we learn a lot about God and about ourselves when we're going through those dark valleys, when we're suffering. And listen, for a lady like Johnny Erickson Tada, who has been suffering for a long, long time, you remember she broke her neck and is a quadriplegic in a wheelchair since she was 17. She's now in her 70s and has had cancer and has all these pains and things that she's dealt with. And she told me once a few years ago, I saw her at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I told her she was a hero of mine. And she said, well, you just need to know that every day I have to fight for joy. Every day's a battle because I don't feel well. And So I have to choose joy, which is an amazing thing, and I just think the world of her. So thanks for that call, Jason. We have Linda on the line from Texas. Linda, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for allowing us to share like you do. And I have two things I want to comment on. Common sense, and I heard it the second person you were talking to, and you were so that word common sense, and I really feel like I'm hearing that in other, I listen to AFR all the time. This word is being said all the time, so I just wanted to comment on that. The other one is several women and I meet every Wednesday to pray for the nation, and we have been praying for Democrats and Republicans to come together like the originally it was meant to be, you know, working together. And I feel like that's what we're seeing with Donald Trump and the people that he is putting in his cabinet in different areas. And that is what is needed. To me, that's part of the healing of our nation. And that's just what I wanted to share, sir. And I appreciate your program, and I love to listen to all the comments. Okay. Oh,
thanks, Linda. I appreciate that. And that's a great word. Yeah, we do need to come together. We need to come together on those things. And like I said, everybody ought to agree that we don't want waste. We don't want fraud. We don't want to be spending money on things that don't benefit America or Americans. That shouldn't be controversial at all. But if, as I said earlier, if you hate the president and not just disagree with him, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly, who was talking about the ladies on The View. He said, you know, it's not just that they disagree with President Trump, they hate him. And so when you hate a person like that, you just hate everything about him. You hate every word that comes out of his mouth. You wouldn't agree on with him if he said the sky was blue and the grass was green. I mean, you're just going to find something to, you know, pick at him and find fault. And it's just, you're never going to have any kind of consensus with folks like that because they just want him to die. But there are those, hopefully, those who are honest and fair-minded and have common sense that would say, of course we want to root out waste. Of course, maybe we don't like the way they're going about it at this warp speed, but we can't deny that this needs to take place. So I appreciate the call, Linda. I appreciate your comments. We have Betty on the line from Mississippi. Betty, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. And I want to say how much I appreciate what you do for all of us and keep us informed. It's God's gift to us. I just don't think I've heard anyone mention this. I have to wonder about the politicians carrying on like they're doing. Maybe it's getting into their pocketbook. Maybe they are influential in where this money is going, and they're not going to get their kickback anymore, which would explain why so many of them make the money they make in Congress, but they're multimillionaires. Mm-hmm. I just have to wonder if that's not some of the problem.
Well, I think that's a good point. The love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, as the scripture says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. So I think that's definitely connected in there. And also, just like with the vote on Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Big Pharma does not want to see that guy as the Health and Human Services Director because of what he's going to do. They don't want to shake up, you know, the status quo. You know, we've had people put on billboards, you know, pray for the end of cancer, pray for the cure for cancer. And you ask yourself the question, does the medical community, by and large, as a whole, do they want cancer to be cured? That's a big money maker for them. You know, MD Anderson in Houston is considered the top hospital for cancer treatments, and it has helped a lot of people. But if we could come up with something that would be a 50-cent pill that would cure cancer, would they want that? The question is, I don't think so. Now, some of them would. You don't throw everybody under the bus. But the power brokers in that group would say, well, good night. We would lose so much if somebody did have a cure for cancer. And so you bring up a good point, Betty. And we have to watch that our hearts are focused on the Lord and that we don't allow the love of money to seep into our hearts and poison everything good that God wants to do. Well, thanks so much for listening to Real Truth for today. I appreciate all the kind comments and look forward to Valentine's Day tomorrow. Dr. Chris Schroeder is going to be my guest, and we're going to talk about the day, and we're going to talk about how you can keep the fires burning in your marriage and to have that great marriage. So go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.